Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The Boston Conservatory's New Music Festival begins tonight, and featured this year, the works of two celebrated composers of American avant-garde music, George Crumb and Donald Martino. You're hearing Martino's Fantasias and Impromptus now. Martino died suddenly in 2005, but he composed new music right until the final day of his life. He was also the beloved head of the composition department at New England Conservatory from 1969 to 1981, and in 1974, he won the Pulitzer Prize. The New York Times called his work alluring and full of rhapsodic freedom, romantic expressivity, and lucid textures. These are all qualities that Eric Hewitt knows well. Hewitt is artistic director of the New Music Festival. In 1998, he was a student at New England Conservatory when he first encountered Martino and his vision for 12-tone music.
I remember the experience very distinctly. As I finished the concerto, which is 22 or 23 minutes long in three unbroken movements, attacca, and is quite a tour de force physically and emotionally for us as instrumentalists, the work ended, and I looked at Don, and so did everybody else in our saxophone masterclass. And I remember he looked up and he said, "Great, let's get you a date." And I found that rather hysterical, because Don's music is incredibly detail-oriented. Don would often have three or four aesthetic markings on single notes. And so a single note would have a tenuto, but it would also have an accent. And then it would also have a small series of Italian words to describe the way in which he wanted the note played. And this went on for the 18 pages of my solo part and for the 22 minutes of the concerto.
That slight quaver in Hewitt's voice reveals his great love of Donald Martino's music. But the avant-garde are, by definition, artists ahead of their time. Have the rest of us, not so versed in Martino's chromaticisms and atonal harmonic language, have we caught up? That's what we talked about when Eric Hewitt came to our studios earlier this week. You know, let's have a little mini masterclass here with the, with the two of us. Although I'm nowhere near mastery of
it's
this
okay.
music.
Well, and when we approach music like Don Martino's music, very few of us are. The work which we're going to perform on Friday night, February 5th, during our festival at the Conservatory is entitled Serenata Concertante. Serenata Concertante is a five-movement work lasting approximately 30 minutes. Right away, Don betrays his love of lyricism, his love for harmony. And so some of the first sounds we hear are some beautiful, interesting mixtures of notes that are not common. And we hear a line, and the line is played as a melody, but also has notes which are a little uncommon. And that betrays his 12-tone rose nature. But at the same time, Don is a creature that evolved out of expressionist music. And so he has a deep love for Schoenberg and Brahms and Alban Berg and Mahler. And these musical influences are sort of his home base for his working and his own expression. Don's music is intricate in its rhythmic notation. It is seldom when we listen to his music that we're able to hear the pulse, to feel the pulse revealed. And so the beat, which holds all of the music together behind the rhythm, it's veiled, it's unrevealed throughout the work. It allows Don to sort of turn on a dime in terms of the feeling of a particular musical moment. It allows him to change the musical texture or the emotional content of a musical instant very, very rapidly. Don also loved word jokes, and Don was very, very clever and very funny. And he entitled the first movement Passeggiata, which in Italian means like a walk or a stroll. But there's also a saying that uses the word passeggiata in Italian. When you say, it's not going to be a picnic. And so it also implies, like, passeggiata in Italian is like, oh, that's no big deal. That's a cinch. That's easy. And that's a joke because Don's music is the most complex music that you could possibly imagine in terms of its rhythmic fabric and its intensity of notation. And so right off the bat, he's like, yeah, we'll take a little walk through my piece. And my piece is no big deal. And then you listen and the piece is seemingly very, very difficult to keep together.
Well, I'd love to dip into another part of the Serenata Concertante. Let's play a little bit of it and then you can talk about it.
The reason I wanted to play that today is because Don also played clarinet and saxophone. He was actually quite an incredible clarinetist. And he loved jazz. And one of the odd influences on a guy who's thinking about romantic music from Western Europe at the turn of the 20th century and finding a way to marry that with the things that are happening in jazz in America in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. At the beginning of that clip, you heard a 12-tone row swung and hocketed between a trumpet and a French horn to create a single melody. Now, hocket is a term that we use in music where a composer writes a melody and they break up the parts of that melody to be shared by more than one individual. And so at the beginning of that passage, you hear them swing this little idea, and then it moves very quickly into a rather lively and kind of bizarre fragmented adventure that has nothing to do with what you just heard. And this is what I mean about the flexibility of Don's music. There are many influences, and there are many moments of musical illumination which are moved on from very, very quickly.
Well, let me ask you about that, because I was looking back at the obituary that was written for him in the Boston Globe when he died at the end of 2005. And there was a quotation that really stuck with me. The Globe wrote at that time that Martino, for a while, had come under attack in the media as an academic serialist. And he didn't like that characterization at all. In fact, his response to the Globe was, my music is not austere and academic. It's a fantasy that anyone writes academic music. People write music for other people, and the intention is to warm the spirit.
Absolutely. Don was vilified in a certain way in the mid-80s. We had just had the sort of oncoming surge of minimalism out of New York, particularly with Philip Glass and Steve Reich, and then the second generation of minimalists with John Adams from the West Coast. And that, in certain ways, was a direct reaction to 40 or 50 years of music making in 12-tone rows. The term serialist really applies to a method of composition where all of the elements of the musical sound are participating in an ordering by series, which is then permuted to create the music. Mm-hmm. And Don didn't write music that way. He heard his 12-tone rows as sort of a mode or a spine or a source. And he proceeded to compose vocally. He heard all of the things that he wrote in his mind. And after he heard it in his mind, he found a way to make it real in the notation and then to make it real in sound. And so anybody that knew him knew that he was a romantic. And he was constantly trying to conjure the feelings of the high romantic era.
So, Eric, can I admit something to you?
Yeah, sure.
I would say that on most of the time, if someone asked me, this more modern music, do you love it, Meghna? Honestly, as a person who listens to music, my automatic answer would not be yes.
Sure, well, okay? Then you're not alone.
Well, and so here's the thing. It's not because it's not good. It's just that I feel like, you know, you talked about this a little earlier. This music, it challenges you a little bit more. And especially I'm just speaking for myself here. My ear is not as educated. Definitely not as educated as yours.
Well,
although
thank you.
In listening to you, I feel like I am. I'm learning an incredible amount. And it's not as easy or natural to say, ah, that is beautiful, as it is for, say, you know, a Mozart work.
Well, sure. That's a big, big topic to unpack.
Yeah.
And I think that one of the important things to recognize is that music like the music Don Martino wrote is not a commercial music product. And it is not intended to be universally beloved by millions, but rather is a very sophisticated, highly nuanced expression of Don's experiences as a human being. And so I often like to make an analogy to poetry in a language that one doesn't read. And so, if you were to try to open a book of Japanese poems written in Japanese characters and you didn't read Japanese, it would be very difficult for you to have a meaningful experience of any kind. But rather, if you were to maybe read some phonetic Western spellings of that Japanese poem, you might have a different experience, which brought you a little closer to what was going on.
You right now are acting as my translator, I have to say.
And if you took a step further and you read that same Japanese poem in English, one's native language, you would immediately understand at least the context of the content of what's going on. And so Don's music is not for single listening. Don's music requires repeated listening. And upon repeated listenings, you will discover the increasing of your familiarity with the proceedings. And so these elements, they're not specific to Don Martino's music.
Yeah.
They're specific to all music which strikes out in a new sound direction that might be interested in expressing more sophisticated or nuanced feelings or experiences of our human existence, that aren't geared towards a market product that will be instantly consumed, beloved, and disseminated.
So getting people to do that second and third listen in order to get to that greater place of meaning in the modern age is a totally, it's another conversation you and I need to have at some time.
I agree.
Because it's such a huge part of this issue.
Of course, and that's, frankly, that's the reason we have a new music festival at the Bosque Conservatory every year, is so that what we can do is offer live performances of a high quality of esoteric, incredible works that no one hears live, that no one will otherwise have an opportunity to experience.
Well, this is the perfect segue to the last piece of music that I want to play here today. It's a special one, actually, because it's a recording of Martino's saxophone concerto, which you made with him in 1998. So let's listen. That's Eric Hewitt, who's sitting right across the table from me, playing Donald Martino's saxophone concerto with Martino in 1998. What does that, this particular performance and recording mean to you?
Well, I was 19 when I laid those tracks that we just played.
And I love how you feel like you have to qualify that. To me, it sounded exquisite.
I'm glad that you enjoyed it. And I love Don's piece, and I think back to that time with great joy to be able to, you know, work directly with the man who imagined those sounds you just heard. So first, I think it's really important to acknowledge that a man imagined those sounds that we just heard, and they are not, you know, part of our normal musical lexicon. They're out in a different sphere altogether. And what we heard was a little bit of the very opening of the concerto, where the saxophonist, in almost a recitativo style, declares some intensities and some dramaticisms, albeit lyrically, some very active, wild, passionate music. I had to practice for so long. It's very, very difficult music. As you can hear, it moves around quite wildly throughout the registers. And as I mentioned, Don had a very beautiful manuscript hand, and he was able to impart so much detail about how he wished for the music to be played onto the page. And I was happy to sort of do my best as a young musician and scratch the surface.
Eric, I have to say that speaking with you epitomizes one of the things that I love most about this job, and that it is a journey into places I have never been, but I'm so glad to have traveled there with you. Thank you so much for coming
in. You are more than
in.
Welcome. It is my pleasure.
Eric Hewitt is artistic director of Boston Conservatory's New Music Festival and a professor of saxophones, orchestral studies, and chamber music. The Boston Conservatory New Music Festival begins tonight and lasts until Sunday. There's more information about it at radioboston.org. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.